Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi, she is sponsoring the schos of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Samechvov in the Oizvodor edition, Perek a series starring Halach Evov in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Lo yamed odom shus hayochid v'yishtim shus harabim. A person should not stand shus hayochid and drink shus harabim. Or b'shus harabim v'yishtim shus hayochid. We will stand shus harabim and you will drink in your shus hayochid. Why? Simple understanding is that he may come to take things directly from Shusarabim to Shusayochid or Shusayochid to Shusarabim. He may, if he's drinking there, he may pick up the water or the liquid and bring it into the place where he is. Unless he brings in his head and his body to the place where he's drinking. He's standing in Shusayochid, but he sticks it in most of his body and his head into Shusarabim, then he can drink there. And that will be halacha also if he's standing in Shusarabim, he's drinking from Shusayochit. Says the Mishnah v'chen begas. Gas is where you press and you process the grapes. So the din is that someone who drinks in the gas, he's considered to be achilas ara, it's not chayav and meiser. Once you took it out from the gas, so you are chayav and meiser. If he's standing outside the gas and he drinks inside the gas, so if it's only his face, he's not allowed to eat it without meiser. But he puts roish shavaruba inside, so then it's okay, similar to what we said in this Mishnah. A person can receive water coming from the gutter if it's below 10 fachim. And the reason is because, and we'll see in the Gemara why it has to be below 10 fachim. Meaning not only the gutter, any type of thing brings water down, so you could drink it from there if it's a mokum tor. Says the Gemara, Nicho b'shusayochid v'yishtim b'shusarabim. Being in Shusayochid and drinking Shusarabim, I understand. But Shusarabim, v'yishtim Shusayochid, why will that be a problem? Ain't people amal ma'asar tvachim? But when he's taking water from Shusayochid and he's drinking, his mouth is above 10 fachim. A person is higher than 10 fachim. So he's taking water into his mouth above 10 fachim. So anyway, he's not taking to Shusarabim. So why would I tell you not to drink when he's standing in Shusarabim, not to drink? The answer is because the water rolls down into his stomach within. That's the reason it's. You have a camel that his head and most of his body is inside. So you can feed him in from the inside. If the head and the body is to the outside, I understand why when he's inside, you can feed him in inside. But when he's outside, his mouth is outside of Rosh Hashanah, and you put it into his mouth, aren't you taking from Rosh Hashanah and putting it into a mouth which is 10 fachim above the ground? So why are you telling me that only if Rosh Hashanah is in Rosh Hashanah you can feed him, and not if he's inside? Even if he's inside, it's not a problem because he's putting it above 10 fachim. And here you can answer that the stomach is below 10 fachim because the stomach of the camel is above 10 fachim. And the Gemara stays with the question, does not answer. Now the Gemara refers to the Mishnah that the gutter coming from the roof, you can take water from it. And the Gemara understands that the gutter is within 3 tefachim to the roof. So he asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi ben Aboi, machlafei shmuase. He has a question on a shmur that he heard. Which shmur? Lo kedomar Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha b'shevachanina shekol shloisha v'shloisha v'smuchin l'mechitza k'mechitza. Didn't we learn that anything within 3 tefachim is considered to be like the mechitza because you say lavut? So here, if the gut is within 3 tefachim to the roof, it's part of the roof, and then it has a din of a shusayach, that can take water from there. Answers the Gemara, Tipata b'yoytze chutzis loisho. She'im baruch verbo. It's outside from 3 tefachim to the roof. It doesn't have the width of 4, so it's a mokum tur, and therefore you can take water from there. Continues the Gemara, it says, Noatz kone v'kifoy mechitzoy. Reb Chaim brings 2 explanations, what does it mean? One way to understand it is you have a kone, you have a big pole, and around the pole, he puts a mechitza. But the mechitza doesn't reach the top of the pole. Now, the shaila is, when you're going to stick something into the top of the pole, do you say that the mechitzos, which are on the ground, or do you say good asik, and the mechitza will go up, and it's considered to be that the pole has mechitzas around it? Another explanation is, there is a pole, he put a platform on top of the pole, and there's a mechitza there, but the mechitza is not 10 fachim. Do we say good asik? Do we say the mechitzas go down and then you have 10 tefachim down to the ground? So says the Gemara, no, it's kone v'yikifo mechitza in one of the 2 ways that we explained it. V'zorg mishus harabim l'toichoy. And he threw from mishus harabim into it. Says the Gemara, that's a machvov on the base. V'yitzuk ben elozo oimer kemachlekes. It's a machlekes. Do you say good asik or good achis? Depends on the case. And do we say it over here or not? Says the Gemara, "Hey, Rav Yudin." So Rav Yudin asked, "V'atalini v'lunim seches gittin." I saw you made the Jewish agag. A woman is standing on top of a roof. V'zor kolo, and the husband threw a get to her. Kivan shegi alavir agag arayzim gracious. Once it reached the hair of the roof, she considered to be divorced. So you see over here that even though there's no mechitzas, you say gudasi gudakis, you create the mechitzas in shusa yochit. And so the Gemara ma'ablozu mastisom rebegak sheyesh lo maki. We talk about a roof that does have a fence around it. Vehu sheyored lavir maki, and the get reached the fence. It's within the fence, so therefore it's considered to be that it's already on the roof. Sigma v'sheyin lo maki, or if it doesn't have a fence around it, sheyored lavir shloisho shemsuchim legak. It's within three tefachim to the roof itself. Within three tefachim to the floor, it's considered to be part of the floor. That's the case over there. We said in the Mishnah, gas is regarding meiser, as we mentioned, explained in the Mishnah, that if it's, he's in the gas, he's part of the meiser. Outside of the gas, he's chayav meiser. If his head is in the gas, he's still chayav. If his rosh v'rubo b'toy chagas, so he's part of the meiser. The Mishnah that says that you could take from the gutter, but only within 10 tefachim to the ground, and not more, is a kurtur a mayor that holds, if I have an opening, I say choikikim lahashlim. If you have a door, and the door doesn't have enough of an opening, but you have enough to go and carve an area in the door, you say that it's considered to be that it's there. So here, if the gutter is above 10 tefachim, and you're going to come and extend it into the wall, it will become a shusayachit. Therefore, you can take water out of it. It's not extended right now. Kortar Meir that says, Chokikim La'ashtim. Kortar Meir that says, you look at it as if it's carved, if the wall is carved, and you created here a shusayachit. And that's the Gemara says, there are Meir Dom at Roisa Koisel Kigomum. You look at the Koisel as if it's carved out. Tagavacha b'shamilozo divi hakol, b'mishtapeya aso atfochim etoch sholish. Meaning, everybody agrees here, because we're talking about that the gutter is it goes in 10 tefachim, takes a 3 amo to go into 10 tefachim, meaning it's not a very steep slope, and therefore it's part of the roof. So says the Gemara B'Yisabayim, Mishtapeh Asur Tefachim Etoch Sholosh Kegagim. If the slope is not so steep, it's part of the roof, so why within 10 tefachim you could take water out of it? And says the Gemara, Mantan Tamon Sheinu Tzorich Nicho Atomat Sheinuach. Regarding a Sefer Torah we learned in the previous daf, the Sefer Torah rolls down to the ground. Till it doesn't rest, it's considered to be still in the air, even though it does not require Nicho, meaning it's already rested. The Sefer Torah is not rolling more. It's right now rested. You see, if it did not reach the floor, it's considered to be that it's still in the air. Kan Sheinu Tzorich Nicho, here the water is flowing down, so the water is not resting. It still needs to get to the rest. Like Koshiken, the water, if it did not reach the ground, is considered to be in the air, and therefore is not considered to be a kiro. It's not considered he's taking water from Shusayachit because it was loy nach. It did not rest in Shusayachit. So you're right. Talk about a maschel, we talk about a gutter which may have a din of Shusayachit. Because the water is flowing, it's not considered to be a problem of taking Shusayachit to Shusarabim. And according to this, as Reb Chaim points out, even above 10 tefachim, you should be able to take the water. But there are machmeh because it looks like moitz mishayach to shusarabim. But once it's below 10 tefachim, and also it's not nach, so then you can take the water from this gutter. Says the Gemara, Omar Reb Chanina kamei Ramano, mikomo kamloi nach. Maybe there's some water that did rest. Doesn't say any differentiation. There's all the water in the gutter you could take. Because there's no space of 4 tefachim, so even if the water is resting, it's not considered to be resting, because it's not resting in a mokum chashu of a bar tefachim. As Reb Chaim explains, when do we have a kira? Kira is only if you're taking from a place of 4 tefachim, and then you're taking it out and bringing it to Shusha Rabim. But here, that it's on a place which is less at 4 tefachim, so then it's not considered to be a kira. So the Gemara really brings two explanations why this water is not really considered to be in Shusha Yochit. Either because it's flowing, or because it's not a place of 4 tefachim. But we're still machmir if it's above the height of 10 tefachim, not to take it. Once this gutter reaches 10 tefachim, you can take the water from this gutter and to bring it to Shusha Rabim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Dav Samech Vov.